Well, praise the Lord. If you got your Bibles, 1 Peter 2 and 2, we begin. And while you're turning there, I just would like to say thank you to Sister Poplowski. That song was beautiful. So much power out of such a little gal. Amen. All right, everybody got it? All right. It says here, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Now, I know as we first get our born-again experience, we first are born again, we desire the sincere milk of the word. But as we get older, we grow in the Lord, we grow in the word, and we want things a little bit deeper. But sometimes you got to go back. And Sister Poplowski, just with her song, was talking about going back to an event in her life that really meant something to her, and it's still in her heart today. Well, there's something that's in my heart today that I can go back as well, and you can all go back there, because the title of this message is Remember Your ABCs. All right? Remember in first grade when you all were learning how to make those letters, the printing on that paper was probably about 14 feet apart. And you made the big A, and then you made the lowercase a, and the B, and the C, and the D, right? Well, what happens is that's where all of our futures began. It began with our ABCs, did it not? And what's happening now is, depending upon your determination at that age, determined your destinies and your futures. Because if you decided not to apply yourself at that stage of the game, some of you today may not be happy with those results. Some of you are, some of you are not. But what we're going to do tonight is we're going to go back to our ABCs, but we're going to go back with the Holy Ghost. All right, we're going to go back with the Holy Ghost, and we have a second chance at this whole thing, do we not? Depending on your determination now in the Lord determines our new destinies and our new futures, does it not? And so before you sit down, if you would pray, Brother Portman. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you. Turn with me to Proverbs 2, and you may be seated. Proverbs chapter 2, we're going to read 1 through 11. And very important that you all turn there, because it's really important on my message that you understand this first aspect of the word. All right? My dad chews me out if I go too quick, because you got to get there in your Bible. So I'm taking a little second here. So everybody there, say amen. Amen. Okay. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1 through 11 reads like this here. It says, my son. Now, when you see that word son in Hebrew, it actually means people. So it reads, my people, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear or the reverence of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment, and he preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, which means prosperity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thy heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, and understanding shall keep thee. Now, jumping down to the next chapter, Proverbs chapter 3, we're going to read 1 through 8, because it's part of the same subject here. It says, my son again, or my people, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments, for length of days and long life and peace they shall add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thy heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of both God and man. It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear or reverence the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and it shall be marrow to thy bones. Now, these few verses of scripture, to me, they are absolutely full of spiritual energy. Now, I have personally read these scriptures many, many, many times over my life because it's part of what has given me the energy that you see in my personality today. I just look at these verses of scripture and it's absolutely loaded with spiritual energy. Now, tonight I would like to get some of that spiritual energy out of me and try to bring it to you as a congregation. And how I'm going to do that is I am going to give you 26 short brown bag messages in a few minutes. I'm going to give you 26 messages, all right? Because I told you before in the beginning that today it's about our ABCs, is it not? And there's 26 letters in the alphabet, and I'm going to go through every single one, and I hope to glean some really good things for God's people. Now, there are three letters that are very important in this message. One is the letter C, one is the letter J, and the other is the letter W. Those are the three main ones tonight, but the rest I'm sure we can get something from. Now, I do have a disclaimer here today, and the disclaimer is this here, is that you can see my face that I no longer have as much hair as that brother in the front row over there, all right? I've lost some of my hair in my old age, and I also got a little gray hair as well. And what's happening is through just being here this long on this earth, I have gained some wisdom over the years. There are things that I have done right the very first time. There are things that I messed up a number of times. And there are things that I am still in the process of learning and growing and wanting to know in the Lord. Okay? But I would like to share some of those insights tonight that God has given me because of His Word, His wisdom, His mercy, and His grace in my life. I think I've reached a place in my life where I think I can help people just on the sheer fact that I've been around. Okay? And so what we're going to do is we're going to begin with the letter A, and we're going to go through the alphabet. And the one thing that's really interesting here tonight is you are going to know exactly when this message is going to be over. All right? You will have no problems understanding. And so if at 9 o'clock I'm on letter F or G, you know we're in trouble. Okay? Now, some are going to be a little longer than others, but I just want you to be able to get some energy here tonight from what it is that I'm going to tell you. All right. The letter A stands for action. Action, according to the dictionary, is actually energetic activity. It's the opposite of inactive energy. One gets something accomplished, and one doesn't get anything accomplished. Is that true? Now, over the years, I've had the opportunity to see people in all different circumstances, whether it's spiritual issues, whether it's financial issues, whether it's moral issues. It doesn't matter what it is. And there's two ways to deal with it. One is being inactive, which gets you nowhere, and the other is active, and you do something about whatever the issue is. And so I try to look at people and circumstances, and I ask myself, what is it that keeps people that are in various issues in life not to proceed with some of this energetic activity? What keeps them from moving to the next step and getting them out of their circumstances? Well, as we go through this alphabet today, I'm hoping that you're going to gain the answer to letter A. Now, B stands for believe. Believe in yourself because God does. Can you remember that? God believes in you. Now, we had a missionary here on Sunday morning, did we not? And he talked about fear. Now, fear is what causes us not to believe in ourselves. We get paranoid about things. We think that we aren't what God has really made us. And you have to understand that if you're a child of God, you are everything to God. You are precious in His sight, are you not? And so you must believe in yourself, because Jeremiah 29:11 says, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. So you have to believe in yourself, because that's the only way that you're going to get anything done. Add action to your belief system, and it's going to be amazing what you're going to be able to accomplish in God. Amen? Now, C is one of the biggies. C stands for compassion. Nothing goes further in our walk with God than compassion does, okay? It can change all of our lives at any moment, at any time. There was a king, I believe it's in Matthew chapter 18, around 23rd verse or so. There was a king that brought a servant, okay, before him that owed him, according to the scripture, like $16,400. And he brought this servant before him and he said, it's time for you to pay, basically. And he said that he could not pay. And so the king says to him, well, then I'm going to sell you, I'm going to sell your wife, and I'm going to sell your children. And so what happened was the man went into a panic, and so he bowed down before the king. And he says, please have compassion on me, I can't pay this debt. And so the king had compassion. And the Bible says that the king forgave him of the entire $16,400 debt. And so this gentleman that gained his wife, his children, and himself freedom turned around and had a fellow servant. And in that fellow servant, he owed him only $15, according to the Bible. And what he did is he said, you're going to pay. And he went through the same thing. I can't afford to pay it right now. Give me some time to pay. But his servant said, the guy that was forgiven the debt says, no way. So he throws him in jail because of $15. He had no compassion, yet he was given great compassion. So what does that tell us about our God? Didn't God do that for each and every one of us? Wasn't it compassion that brought us here? Isn't it compassion that helps us lift each other up so that we can make this journey all the way to the end? Isn't that what compassion does? Because what happened was that gentleman threw that guy into jail, and he had to stay there until he paid that $16,400 debt, because the other king, when he found out what the servant did to the other servant, he was wroth and he put him in jail, and I'm sure he never got out, okay? But that's what being compassionless does to each and every one of us. If you want to die spiritually, then die compassion-wise, and you will die spiritually, okay? One of the major, major components in our walk with God is be compassionate towards other people. Irregardless of what they've done, what they've been through, or what sin they committed, charge them up. Give them back that energy that God wants them to have again. Because we've all fallen, we've all sinned, we've all come short of the glory of God, but yet God has compassion on us. Amen? D stands for don't. Don't give up and don't give in to this world or its thinking. The devil wants us to quit. The world has already quit. You can see what the world's coming to. You can see we're coming to the end. And the reason why is they quit on God Almighty. We cannot quit as a church. We have a pastor that teaches holiness standards. Very important that we stick true to what our pastor teaches in this church, because it's going to save us in the end. Don't get caught up in that world. Don't get caught up in its thinking or its desires or anything else, because you will not be happy as a saint of God, and I think you know that. E stands for enjoy. Enjoy life today. Yesterday is gone, and tomorrow may never come. We all know of situations where that's exactly how it came down. Now, the Bible teaches us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so, enjoy your life today. The situations that you come across, if you trust in God, like I read earlier, doesn't the Bible say that the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord? And so if there is a situation in your life that happens to you on a given day, it doesn't matter, because God will bring you through your situation, provided that you're living the way he wants you to live. Because there may be times that he has to chastise us if we decide not to do what we should do. Amen? But enjoy life today. Every day I wake up, my wife will tell you, I don't even need an alarm clock. The Lord wakes me up every day about 5:10, 5:15, and I don't get out of bed until 5:30. And when 5:30 hits, I roll out of bed, and I go brush my teeth and get the googies out of my eyes, and I got this chair in my front room, and I got this high-powered lamp, And the people that go by must wonder, what in the world is that bright light all about every morning at 5:30? Well, what happens is I get up and I grab my Bible, and that's the time I spend reading the Word and praying and talking to God, because I know that if I do that, then I know my steps are ordered of God, and whatever happens during the day, I can handle it because He's given me those steps. Amen? F stands for fun. We must have time to laugh and to have fun. Now, that may sound funny because having fun is somewhat of a natural thing, but believe it or not, there are some of us in the church, whether we're young or old, take our walk with God so seriously that we forget to entertain the thing that God has put into us, and that's having fun and having joy. There's nothing wrong with that, but some people are pretty tight because they're very spiritual, and I understand all that, but fun and laughter is what God has given us, and it's important in our life. I remember just a few weeks ago, I went to the Pettit Center with Dalen in Dallas, and I haven't been ice skating in 20 years, right? But they wanted me to go, and they were old enough, I figured, well, they can skate, and that worst case scenario, if it doesn't work out for me, I can sit down and watch them, right? Well, I went and got me a set of skates, and I was cool until I got on the ice. Because while you're walking, you know, you're always walking on that rubber stuff, you know what I mean? And your steps are rubber, and you got to go up these set of steps to find where the rink is. And then I began to see all these people skating, and they looked pretty fluid out there. They were doing good, you know? And so then the girls, they went out there, and they were doing fine. And so then I said, man, I better be careful. I said, I'm 60 years old. I can't be just bebopping around on this ice. So I took my time. But when I got on that ice, oh, my gosh, it was slippery. It was fast. And I went real slow, and I tried to get into this motion, right? And so the first 15 or 20 minutes of being on this ice, my legs started to seize up on me. I said, oh, my gosh, what am I doing here? I'm too old for this, you know? But all of a sudden, about 15 or 20 minutes into the skating, I started figuring out the motion, and I was going to town, and I was doing good. But out of nowhere, though, I was thinking about the motion, then my legs squared away. It's like almost that blood must have started to flow or whatever it does in your body. And after that, I was good, and I was bebopping around like pretty good out there, you know. But it was fun. It was fun being with the grandkids. It was fun laughing. It was watching, and other people were falling and having fun, and it was just a wonderful time. So fun is important, okay, in our walk with God. Don't be afraid to laugh and have some fun, all right? Now, G stands for give. Give more than you plan to. This will help your marriage and relationships in and out of the church. Giving is a spiritual thing. It really is. I was never a big-time giver, and I think I probably have told you this in other messages before. My wife is the big giver, all right? She'll give everything in my checkbook if I let her, you know what I mean? But she taught me something with that, because now I'm learning how to give, and I really see the benefits of it, and it's a lot of fun to give. Now, I'm talking about more financial reasons, okay? When it comes to giving of time, I've never had a problem giving time. I love being with people, doing things with people. I enjoyed Brother Bailey helping put that together. Remember, we spent all day doing that. I absolutely enjoyed doing it. It was work, but it was a lot of fun being with my good brother there and his wife and some other people that were here. Now, if we as parents, if we don't show our kids at an early age what it means to give, you'll ruin them. Because giving is not something you learn when you're 25 years old, you know what I mean? Giving starts when they're young. And it's not giving them 25 cents or a dollar to Sunday school. That's not what I'm talking about. That's the easy thing, because all you're doing is taking it out of your pocket and the kids give your money to the Sunday school. But what they need to learn to do is give to each other somehow, some way. They need to give to neighbors. They need to shovel snow. They need to stay active somehow, some way. I know our kids love these video games today, but when I was bringing up my children, I didn't allow them to play on them very often. I don't even remember we ever bought any, did we? I don't think we ever even bought a video game. If they did it, they were at someone else's house and they played for a little bit, because way long time ago, I saw the dangers in it. And when I look at the kids today, they spend more time with their thumbs, you know what I mean, getting carpal tunnel than they do actually doing something for society or doing something for their parents or doing something for society. And that's just my personal view there. If I was you parents, I'd kick every video game and throw them out the door and say, kids, we got something else to do. Like, go outside and play kick the can, baseball, football, something, be active. But that's my opinion, okay? Now, H stands for hang. You have to hang on to your dreams. Do you have a dream? Everybody needs to look at themselves right now. Do you have a dream in life? Do you have something that you still would like to accomplish, even at whatever age you are at? If you're young, old, in the between, do you have a dream that you actually want to still occur in your life. When you look at me, this is a dream that's come true for me. It started way back when I broke into a church when I was a kid. Now, that sounds horrible. Don't judge me, like Brother Mundy says. The church was an abandoned church, okay? It was one that when we, it was all boarded up everywhere, and they had a couple boards, you know, that we just popped off the boards and we jumped through the window. And the first place I went to when I crawled to that church is to a pulpit. There was a pulpit. I don't remember what I said to my friends or anything, but I had way back then a very unique touch of God in my life in regards to the fact that I loved church even when I was young. My father would tell you that I went to church every Sunday, whether anybody else went or my friends went. I always went to church. I felt that God was always important in what I knew. And I remember going there and sitting in the pew. I think I was in the second pew where you are, Brother Bear, and the pulpit was right over here. And I used to listen to the priest, you know, talk about the things of God and about Jesus. And I just marveled when I looked at him. I said, look at him. He's standing in front of all these people talking about Jesus. And here I am tonight talking about Jesus. And it's a dream that's come true. And I really thank God for it. So hang on to your dreams, folks. It don't make no difference how old you are. You can still get to them. I stands for ignore. Ignore those who discourage you. Some people's ministry is the ministry of discouragement. All right? Isn't it true? We all know those people that if you go to them and you ask them, I'm thinking about doing this or I'm thinking about doing that, that they turn around and they say, you can't, you can't, you can't, you can't. And all of a sudden you go to them a week or two later and say, I decided I'd try this. You can't, you can't. I'm telling you right now, ignore those people that discourage you. Find someone that will encourage you. The reason why I'm in business today is not because I was discouraged, but I was encouraged. I didn't believe in myself to the point where I think I could ever run a business in my life. Well, I wasn't afraid to work, but just because you're not afraid to work doesn't mean you're going to be successful in business. There's a lot more involved in that. But I had a couple men in my life at that time, years ago, like 22 years ago, whatever it was, that encouraged me. They told me, this is the reason why you can be successful. This is the reason why you should do this. And they encouraged me, and I thank God today because I'm blessed with the business that I have. So don't be so encouraged by those people that discourage you. Try to find someone that will not do that to you, because there again, you're going to lose your belief system, because believing sometimes in yourself is hard, because you always think about everyone else being able to do things, but I can't do anything, right? But that's not the way it is. God says you can do it. Ignore those that discourage you. Amen? Now, J is obviously another one of the biggies, okay? C was compassion. J stands for none other than Jesus. Exactly. What would Jesus say to us tonight? Wouldn't he just say to you, just do it? Wouldn't he say, just go ahead and do it? Now, what I mean by that is that in the scripture it says that weak, and I'm paraphrasing it my way, it says weak, because I want to add all you to this scripture. It says we can do all things through him that strengthens us, right? We sometimes fail to really believe that. It's a scripture in the Bible like many other, but do you really believe that God can do anything through you if you love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? It doesn't mean that you can do something that you're not gifted to do. I'm not saying that I can get up here and start singing because I want to sing. I have to be able to sing, okay? I've begged my daughter for years to let me sing up here, but she will not let me. Now, and I even have an in, and I still can't sing up here, so that's how that goes. But I remember Pastor Schumacher on a couple occasions, he shared with the congregation that there was a time in his life that he had to make some business decisions, okay, and he wasn't sure which direction to go. And one day the Lord spoke to his heart and said, I don't care what direction you go, as long as you keep me first. Okay? And that was what made him proceed, was it not, Sister Courtney? And so that has done a lot for me as a person, because there are times when I say, Lord, do you want me to do this? Do you want me to do that? But I take what your father said, and I said, Lord, I can do it. You said I can do it. If I live for you with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, it doesn't really matter if I, you know, buy a red car, a blue car, a truck, a van, or a Corvette. Ooh. I wasn't going to say that today, but I had to slip in. Amen. That's another dream come true, but that's another story. Oh, man. K stands for keep. Keep trying. No matter how hard it seems, it does get easier, okay? teaching home Bible studies and getting up before you was very, very, very hard at one time. I remember the first Bible study I taught that I actually succeeded at, because I did a couple of them that didn't go very far, and I said, oh, good, I can't do this. I just can't do it. And so I was thanking God that I didn't do it. But then all of a sudden that conviction came over me and says, it's not a matter of me wanting to do it, Lord. It's got to be done. There's souls everywhere that need to be saved. I want to be part of it. And so I had to make myself do it. And the first Bible study that I actually completed was in my father's home, and six people got saved from it. And I absolutely was horrible at it. Okay, I was not a good Bible study teacher because I was petrified. I was scared. My heart was pounding. In fact, my wife will tell you that when I was teaching a Bible study, she would count how many times I said the word okay. Okay? Okay. The Bible, not the Bible, but my wife told me one time that I said okay 92 times in one class. But why do you do that? It's because you're nervous, okay, and you're petrified. What are you laughing about? But anyway, standing before you now was very difficult in the beginning as well, but I'm getting to love all of you so much that I'm just your friend, and so I know that you're going to be nice to me whether I don't do well up here or not. You're never going to be negative to me. You're positive all the time. You know, I got a couple people here that love my preaching. Some I maybe not like it at all, but it don't matter because I'm getting used to this. All right. L stands for love. Love yourself first and most. Now, some of you may disagree with this, but if you do not love yourself first, nothing in this world will ever gratify you. Okay? It just won't happen. Nothing else matters. You have to find a place in your life that you love yourself. Because if you, I don't mean that you're hugging yourself, but I'm saying you have to think of yourself as a decent, moral, good human being that has something to accomplish and to give to this world. You have to feel that way about yourself. Because when you feel that way about yourself, you know something? You're going to be able to love others as well as loving yourself. How are you going to love your spouse or your children if you're always in the back of your mind have a problem with your own self? You'll never be free unless you love yourself first, okay? You may not agree with that, but I really believe in my own heart it's the way it is. I got a couple amens. Any more? Praise God. M stands for make. Make it happen. If you have a dream, put effort into it and see how things can happen for you. It will absolutely amaze you. Maybe M needs to go with action. It goes with that action word, okay? You may put a dream into action, and you may start out with a certain dream, and in the middle of your dream, God will take you to another direction that you will be more ecstatic about than the original direction that you thought that you may have gone in your dream. You never know where God takes you until you start your dream. You've got to make it happen in your life. You need that action. You need to make it work. And the key, obviously, is to start, then it will happen. Start your dream somehow, some way. And it may not be what it ends up. It may be something totally different, but it'll be something that'll gratify you for the rest of your life, okay? So make it happen, church. Now, N stands for never. Never lie. Never cheat or steal when striking a deal with someone in or out of the church. The reason why I say that is because being a business person, I've had a chance to see other men that claim to be Christian business owners and so forth. And I'm not talking about in this church. I'm just talking about in our world, okay, that I'm a Christian. Everybody's a Christian, right? And I've seen them do some horrible lying, cheating, stealing type activities, and they call themselves Christian businessmen. And I'll tell you something, when any one of us ever gets caught in a lie, okay, or we get involved and someone knows that you cheated on something or you stole something, you know, you'll find that it could take years for you to ever overcome that lie. That's how horrible lies and cheating and stealing is when it comes to spiritual things. Once you blow it, it takes years to overcome. Some never can overcome it. Some find themselves being so horrible, being caught at something that they just can't even overcome the situation and end up walking away from God. So never lie, cheat, steal when striking deals with people in the church or outside the church. Be a Christian. Do everything right. God blesses it. I'm telling you straight up honest. I've had people in my business tell me that I'd like you to do this for us, Steve, and I know it's illegal. I know it's wrong. And I say, I'm sorry, I can't do it. All right? And I sometimes I just plain have to tell them, I'm a Christian, and that's the reason why I can't do it, okay? And they say, oh, okay, I understand. And then they usually let you be, you know, and never call you back again either. Now, O stands for open. Open your eyes and see things as they really are, okay? Don't spiritualize everything and take everything out of perspective. You have to look at things in reality. Now, to give you an example, I remember a lady in another church that I attended years ago that she was a new convert. I'd been in church for a number of years at that time, and she was a new convert, and she got saved, and it wasn't very long, and God began to speak to her all the time. God was speaking to her all the time. She would go to different people in the church, and she would say, God told me to tell you this. God says you should do this and you should do that. And she would come and she would worship, and she would look fantastic in her worship and praise. And then she would get a message from God again, and she would go amongst the congregation. Well, it wasn't long, and she lost her husband. God didn't tell her that she was going to lose her husband, but she lost her husband in the deal. She ends up getting a divorce. She ends up leaving the church, and she ends up marrying a worldly guy the second time around. But yet, she was the kind of person that spiritualized everything. She didn't look at the reality of what the scripture talked about. Now, if you look at the Gospels of Jesus and you listen to him speak, you will find that Jesus was always straightforward, and he left no doubt what he meant. All right, and we don't have to do anything either. Go into the Word of God, find out what it says, believe what it says, and you don't have to go any further. You know what I mean? Don't spiritualize it and add things that aren't there. All right, P stands for practice. Practice makes perfect. We've heard that many times as young children all the way growing up, did we not? A great place there is Bible quizzing. These kids are fantastic. When I've been with Dorflingers and whoever else involved in Bible quizzing a few times with Destry, and Brother Gilgabach, and I'll tell you, it's as exciting watching Bible quiz as it is watching a football game. I mean, these kids are fantastic. I mean, to watch them, it blows up my mind because I don't have the intellect to be able to memorize and be that quick like they are, and it's just an absolute pleasure to watch them play. I remember Sean Durbin when he was a little kid. Remember when he used to walk around with his little sticks in his pocket? He was learning how to play drums. But you know what practice did for Brother Durbin? It put him over there on that drum set, and he's fantastic today, isn't he? I mean, he just goes up there, and it's just like walking to him. It's just, he doesn't even think twice about it, and he doesn't carry his sticks no more either, does he? But anyway, he is a fantastic little drummer boy. But like I say, it all started out. I watched him as a little kid growing up. I remember when we were at Parkway, when I think you guys sat near us, and he used to tease his sister so bad, it was unbelievable. And I think Mom and Dad would hit one of them over the head, and it was usually the other one's fault. You usually got the wrong one, sis. Oh, man. But it was funny watching him grow up. And like I say, look at today. Practice makes perfect. So if there's something that you want to do for God, you're not going to get away with not practicing whatever it is that you want to do. You have to practice. Believe it or not, even when you first learn how to get up and speak in front of people, you know what I do? I don't do it anymore, but I used to come up here and preach my whole message in front of this empty building because I needed to know what it sounded like. I needed to know how long it was going to take to finish my message, and I wanted to see if I was an absolute fool or not. You know what I mean? And so those are things that you do, but as time goes along, practice makes perfect, and it just helps you do better all along with anything in life. So P stands for practice, everybody. Now Q stands for quitting. Quitters never win, and winners never quit. Another phrase you've heard often, quitting can be habit forming. You can all look at your life right now, and you can go back to your ABCs when you're in first grade. How many things have you tried that you quit, that you regret today? Does anybody have anything that they wish they would have stuck with? Nobody? I know I did. A number of things I wish I would have stuck with, but I didn't. In fact, I am what you call an intellectual misfit, but I am a social butterfly. In fifth grade, I quit school. I quit school in fifth grade. It doesn't mean I didn't finish school. I did finish school, and I actually graduated. I actually cheated to get out of school, and hope there's no young people here that hear this. I even got caught cheating, and the teacher still passed me. But that's the Milwaukee public school system for you. You know, he should have said, you're done. You're out of here, buddy. But what I mean by that is that by being an intellectual misfit, and I know I'm kidding here a little bit, but I lost an incredible amount of knowledge and the ability to learn because I took school and I just didn't want nothing to do with it. I liked the sports and the fun and games of school, but I did not like reading books. I didn't like mathematics. I hated science. I hated English especially, and chemistry. It was all bad news to me, okay? And I regret not studying. I regret not doing it. If I had the chance to do it all over again, Dad, I'd be an A student. I'm telling you straight up honest, because I know what I would have gained later in life because of sticking with school. And so even now, putting messages together, I'm sure it would have been a whole lot easier for me if I would have learned and developed my mind to be able to grasp things differently. And so I'm not one that can grasp things right away. In fact, I still struggle in school. If I have to sit down in a school or someone's teaching me something, give me how to do it with my hands, I can figure it out. But it's hard for me to put the two and two together. That's why these iPhones, Brother Portman, they're killing me. They're killing me because just about the time I learn how to do something, my phone is no good. I got to go get a new phone. Everything changed. And then I got to figure it all out again. I hate that. I like the old flip phone. The flip phone was good enough for me, but now I need internet and I need to take pictures for all these insurance companies. It's a mess, and I still don't like it. But that's why I'm a misfit. But I am a social butterfly. I love people. I love to float. Right, brother? Amen. All right. R stands for reading. We should read and study things that are important in our lives. If you don't read, you're going to find yourself to be a misfit like me. Okay? You've got to learn to read. It will vary from person to person and subject to subject and interest to interest. It does all that. But a shy person with knowledge can become bold and powerful, can't they? Do you agree with this? A shy person, you give them some knowledge, and all of a sudden that shyness can come right out of them. Amen? Readers are leaders. That's what they tell us. So you got to learn to read. Reading is very important. S stands for stop. Stop procrastinating. Isn't procrastination a liar? It's a liar. There is no perfect time. Just get started. Get going. Get rolling. There is no perfect time. T stands for take. Take control of your own destinies, guys. It won't drop on you. Remember when you got the Holy Ghost? You could raise your hands and you can thank the Lord all you want, but until you press into the kingdom, the Bible says the kingdom of God suffered violence and the violent take it by force. Okay, that word violence is advancement. So the advancing, take it by force. We take the kingdom of God. All right, the Lord just doesn't stand here and drop it on you. It comes by faith and it comes by pushing into the kingdom. Well, if you want to be successful at anything that you desire in your life, you're going to have to press a little bit. It will never come to you, okay? Even a lottery winner has to go buy a ticket. You know what I'm saying? Even as easy as that may be. You have to press. You have to move forward. You have to have some energy, okay? U stands for united. In the church or in our marriages, united we stand, divided we fall. Isn't that true? Look at this country today. Have you ever seen, some of you old-timers like myself, have you ever seen our country more divided than it is today? This country is an absolute mess right now. Nobody can solve any problems anymore. I don't care if it's financial, moral. We cannot solve it. We have too many people that fight every issue. If you're against homosexuality, obviously you've got Christians fighting that. If you're for Christianity, you got everyone else fighting that. And it's just one fight after another. Now we're beginning to bring in different people from parts of the world into our country, obviously. And we're a melting pot, and that's not a bad thing. But the problem is it's bringing in all different cultures that just keep not meshing together. And so now we're becoming more and more of a mess. In fact, today our living veterans are wondering what their friends actually died for in World War II. They're looking at what this country looks at like today, and they're saying, I don't even know why we went to war the way we did. Not for this mess that we got today. And it's all part of what's happening. We know that our world is beginning now to come to an end, and these are things, I guess, that we're going to see all the time, and it's going to get worse, just like the Lord spoke to us in tongues interpretation. Now, V stands for visualize. What are we looking for out of life? Everybody has to ask that question for themselves. What are you looking for in this life? Now, I believe everything we see in this life must come through Galatians 5:22 and 23. And I'll read that for you. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. It's joy, it's peace, it's long-suffering, it's gentleness, it's goodness, it's faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. I believe that everything that we do as Christian people come through these nine words. If you are struggling with your walk with God, you can come to Galatians chapter 5 and you could look and find one of those words and say, which is the one I'm blowing right now? Am I not long-suffering? Do I have peace in my life? Do I have joy in my life? You can look at any circumstance that you have. You go to Galatians chapter 5, you look at this verse of scripture, and you will narrow in where you're struggling with your walk with God. And when you find out what it is, then that's what you put all your effort to change, okay? If you have a hard time loving saints of God, well, then you know what you got to do with that, okay? If you have a hard time with temperance, well, then you know what you need to do with that. But let that be one of the main scriptures in your walk with God is Galatians chapter 5, 22 and 23, because everything that we do as Christian people runs through those few words. Now, W stands for the word. I told you J, I told you C, and now I'm giving you W. 1 Peter 1, 24 and 25 says this here. It says, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof will fall away. That's speaking of us. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. So you need to understand the word settles everything. All right? The word is it. All right? When the word says you're okay, you're okay. If the word says you are not okay, you are not okay, and you need to find out what that's all about. All right? So remember, it's Jesus, it's the word, and it's compassion. These three things are strong elements in our walk with God. We're getting there, aren't we, folks? What time is it? I'm not doing too bad. The next one is X. I bet you were wondering, what in the world? I'm going to tell you what I did here. I'm going to be transparent. Brother Monday, I'm being transparent, but don't judge me. I actually couldn't think up of a word for X. I couldn't find one. So I jumped on the internet, and I looked at all the words that start with X. And I tried to find, well, what one would work? And then the Lord showed me one, and you're going to laugh at this. X-ray. You know why? Because we need to let Jesus read what is inside of us so we can always be exposed to anything that could keep us from loving and serving him with all of our hearts. Now that was good, wasn't it? X-ray. So every day, every S. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. So we need to look inside ourselves. We need the Lord to look inside ourselves every day. At 5:30 in the morning, you can know Brother Miller has got the X-ray machine on his body. All right, I want the Lord to look at me and show me things that I need to change in my life. In fact, me and my son, because we're doing the same thing together, he gets up at the same time, and we got our phones. I do know how to text, okay? And so what happens with texting is that I'll make sure that he's up in the morning, so I will find a scripture in the Bible that's really good, you know, and I'll text it to him to see if he's up. And so what happens, then he'll text me back with another one, so then I know everything is cool. So the other morning, he must have slept in, but when the text went through, it woke him up, and so he looked at it, and he saw it was me, and I gave him a good verse of scripture. And so then he texted me back, and he just must have picked up his phone. He said, Hebrews 3:10. And I said, okay. And so I looked up Hebrews 3:10, and it had nothing to do with anything. You'd have to understand the whole contents, you know what I mean? And so what he told me is that he was sleeping, okay? And so then I texted him back, and I used those little smiley faces that you can, and told him, I said, get out of bed, son. You know what I mean? I said, you're not out of bed. So then he sent me a little smiley face back. But those are the things you can do. You know, iron sharpeneth iron. We're going to that next Tuesday night, right? And so, well, we're getting down to now. Y stands for you. You are unique of all God's creation. Nothing can replace you. Every snowflake is different out here, isn't it? And you are unique to God. Do not shortchange yourself by trying to be something or someone you are not. You are precious in God's sight, like I told you earlier, and he has made you the way he is. I can confess to you right now, many years ago, I saw some really good saints of God that surrounded my life when I was at Parkway. And there were some really wonderful people that were energetic, God-fearing, living for God kind of people. And I got a jealous spirit because I wanted to be just like them, but I didn't want to take the time to get there. And if you're going to be a good saint of God, it's going to take time. You know that. You don't just get saved, and like this young lady here, you just got saved recently, right? And so it's going to take a little bit of a journey, but just coming a day when you're going to figure some things out. And it's really wonderful to be at a place where you can actually begin now to help other people in your walk with God. But it took time, but I was jealous because there were some super good people, and I wanted to be one of those super good people. Amen. Well, now this is it, folks. You know it's coming to an end. Is everybody sad? No, you're not, are you? You're glad. It's about time to get over this, right? All right, Z stands for zero. It's time now for the musicians to zero in on their instruments. And then it's also time for all of us to zero in to this altar and ask God to help us.